We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie from Eagles training camp. They've got a game in 9 days. We know they're going to be playing that game without Devontae Smith. Now, how far thereafter they'll be without him, we don't know that yet. Nick Sirianni saying today he's not putting a timetable on the recovery of his first-round wide receiver. And certainly in his absence, a lot of receivers are going to have opportunity. We saw last year a lot of opportunity. And frankly, not much step up from the young receivers. We hope it's different this year. And for more perspective on that, again, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie from training camp. For more perspective on that, we turn to, you know, clearly one of the great wide receivers in Eagles history, one of the great wide receivers in the 1980s in pro football. Been announcing games here on WIP along with Merrill Reese for a number of years and kind enough to join us from Eagles practice today, Mr. Mike Quick. How you been, Mike?
Fantastic.
Good,
I've been great, man. It's I'm happy that football is back, and it's in person.
Yeah.
You know, we get a chance to see one another face-to-face now and get out and watch some practice, so it's cool.
Mike, we weren't allowed to be here last year, as you know. No, none of us reporters. Were you and Merrill allowed to practice last year or also no?
We were not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, last year was really different.
That had to make it very tricky for you announcing games with some of the younger players that you really didn't have. I mean, you really couldn't have much of a feel for.
That is so true. And, you know, you rely on film study. You rely on backgrounds and a lot of conversations with people over the phone just trying to find out about not just the players, but even when they bring in these new coaches and young coaches. For me, I want to do background on them so I kind of understand where they've come from and kind of their thinking.
Sure, sure. All right, Mike, let's get to it here. We'll get to other aspects of the team, but a heavy focus on the receivers. That was your thing, and it's clearly an area of need for the Eagles to upgrade. Devontae Smith's going to be out for some period of time.
Yep.
Who do you has stood out as the player, whether it's this year or for the next, you know, 10 years, that you think projects to have the best career of all these other guys? Who can step in this year early in the season and help Jalen Hurts out the most?
So I think, you know, if you look at what Travis Fulgham was able to do last year, I think he's certainly in that mix. Greg Ward, he's the senior guy in the wide receivers room.
How about that?
So how about that? An ex-quarterback. He is the senior guy in the wide receivers room.
I didn't consider that. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
About.
That you don't have, like, that's your veteran leadership in that room. All of these guys are so young. That wide receivers room is the youngest room on the entire team and probably one of the youngest rooms in the National Football League.
Yeah,
yeah.
John Hightower brings a lot of skills. But then there's a lot of questions about him. The one guy that I really think is going to make an impact this year is Quez Watkins.
Ah! That's John's guy, Mike.
Yes!
Yo, Quez to me is just legit. Of course, we know that Devontae Smith has all of it. And, you know, we're going to be without him for a couple of weeks, looks like. But Quez Watkins, to me, has the ability, potential to be a really good player in this league.
And what do you like about him? What do you see that stands out?
I like everything. His route running, excellent. He's really smooth in and out of his breaks.
Yeah.
The releases, when I watch him releasing against these cornerbacks, he has no problem against the best cornerbacks on this roster getting his release, getting up the field. There's a lot to like about Quez Watkins. And I think about I saw him catch a quick screen and take it into the end zone. I think it was yesterday out here. And it really reflect back to the one that he caught in the game late in the season where all the traffic was to the inside. He made a little spin move to the outside, went down the sideline and scored a touchdown.
Yep, yep.
I want to see more Quez Watkins.
So do I. I mean, I think he's got a chance to start. for this team, especially if the injury to Devontae Smith lingers in early into the season. I think if he gets an opportunity, he's going to take a job and he's going to hold on to it because yep. he's got an explosiveness that I have not seen from Jalen Reagor. Now, speaking of Jalen Reagor, what have you seen in camp thus far this year? Is he looking improved from last season?
I think he's a puzzle, and I think that he has a ways to go. I he came in and maybe a little bit out of shape. There were some practices that he's missed already. He's got a ways to go.
Came in out of shape.
Well, he didn't pass the conditioning test.
Which blows my mind.
Yes. Same here.
A wide receiver.
Yeah.
First, a lot of credit to every wide receiver. You guys are running routes. I mean, you're running go routes play after play after play. That conditioning test is like cake for wide receivers. This is severely out of shape if you can't pass that.
I don't remember a wide receiver not passing a conditioning
test.
I've
never heard of it.
Yeah, that's
running
just
is like
it's what we
it's
do.
Like breathing for a wide receiver.
It's what you do when you're 20 some years old. You're a wide receiver, and especially in the National Football League, running is what you do, and that should not be an issue. But it appears to be an issue. So,
wow,
he's got to first of all get himself in the proper condition, and then he's got to show that he can play at this level and be an impact player at this level.
Has he had the burst that you were expecting?
He does have a burst. I just think that I just had this conversation, quite honestly. I think he's kind of a betweener, between wide receiver, between running back. And we've had a few guys come through here.
Josh Huff was like that.
Josh Huff comes to mind right away.
Yeah.
He's a guy. Where did he play? At Oregon?
Somewhere out west. Oregon, yes.
Yeah. So a guy like Josh Huff reminds me, or this guy reminds me so much of Josh Huff because he's a guy that you want to get the ball into his hands, and you want to get it into his hands quickly around the line of scrimmage and allow him to do what he's good at. And I think that's running with the football in his hands.
I agree with you. I mean, by design, they didn't do a ton of that last year. Got to try to focus some more on that last year. But disappointing from my standpoint, when it's a first-round draft pick, I don't want to have to get him the ball 6 yards from the quarterback and then let him run. I want the guy to be able to beat a quality wide receiver 25 yards down the field and catch a ball in traffic. That's what I want with a first-round receiver. John, what do you got?
So the offense this season, what form is it taking as you're watching it? It looks to me like there's a lot of short stuff. There's a lot of stuff like you're talking about with Jalen Reagor, getting the ball in the hands of guys quickly and letting them do something with it. What's the personality that it's taken on?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I'm still trying to figure that out. Like you, I see a lot of short passes. Today, the first day that they're putting on pads, I see that. And this is what I believe. They're a team that will be able to run the football, and I think they need to really lean on that. As the quarterback grows, as the wide receivers mature and grow, I think with an offensive line that can be a dominant offensive line, this team really, the personality needs to lean on the run game. And I think it starts there. If they're able to do that, and I do believe that they can successfully do that, then it really opens up the game for them. Mm-hmm. Your play action passing and anything you want to do. But for me and this young coaching staff, I think they have to lean heavily on the run because their strength is in the offensive line.
Mike Quick with us here on WIP from Eagles training camp. Mike, Travis Fulgham last year, one of the stranger years I've ever seen a Philadelphia sports athlete have. Out of nowhere, he's amazing in October, and then he was back to out of nowhere the next 2 months, out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
What happened?
It's hard to really put a finger on what happened, but I think it's good for him going forward because he now understands, yes, I can be hot, but I can also be a guy who disappears. So with that in mind, I'm just hoping that he's mindful of all of the things that he's got to do every day to make sure that he's on top of whatever he needs to do to be an impact player on this football team.
I mean, I hope Sirianni and those guys are drilling down on him on that experience. I know the coaching staff changed, but there's an awful lot from last year that can be a teaching point for him on, hey, you can roll and be great, or you can be out of this league if you don't, you know, get yourself together.
Well, here's what I take. When I look at Nick Sirianni and I look at his background, he was a wide receiver. Yeah. And so, and I think it's, you know, the wide receivers coach, Moorhead, Amo, they call him. I think he's going to have a tough time because all of the little details are going to be drilled because Nick Sirianni comes from the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
And he's going to be so detailed about everything that happens with these guys. I saw the one big play that Devontae Smith had down the sideline. He runs a deep ball. It's on the money by Jalen Hurts. He scores a touchdown. And Nick's screaming about his release.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That, Nick's on him about the release. Not celebrating that the guy just scored his first touchdown in training camp. Yeah. He's on him about his release. That's the type of detail that they're going to have in that wide receivers room because the head coach comes from that place.
Devontae Smith, in the limited time you saw him out of here before he got hurt a couple days, what stood out to you from him?
He's legit. He does everything well. The release, the cornerbacks, they have trouble getting their hands on him. He runs great routes. He's tight to the defensive back. He knows how to separate from guys. He catches everything. There is, to me, nothing not to like about the kid. I don't care if he weighs 110 pounds. He can flat out play.
Jalen Hurts, early going to training camp. Mike, what has stood out to you?
Well, I think he has a real good command of what's going on now. I've seen some, like everyone, talk about the inconsistencies in him throwing the football, but I do see growth in his command of the offense and his throwing of the football, and over the last couple of days, a little more consistency in putting the ball where it needs to be, and that's going to be a key factor for him.
They're drilling him hard on the footwork, and it seems like we were here for day one.
Yep.
And it was not a good day for Jalen Hurts.
I remember that.
What I've seen since, it has looked better, and I wonder if that's just a result of they're working hard on, you know, getting the footwork right and the ball's going a little closer to where it should because of that. Tight ends. We know Zach Ertz is sort of that's a whole other thing. So aside from Zach Ertz, who's the best receiving tight end we've got?
Well,
Dallas Goedert. But the new guys. I mean, I'm excited.
Listen, Tyree Jackson.
About Tyree Jackson. That's what I was aiming at.
Every day.
Yes.
Every day Tyree Jackson does something, and I'm like, whoa. And he's
might
a quarterback.
Actually play, right? Is he good enough to take the field for the Eagles this season?
So after that, you've got Richard Rodgers, Kroom.
Hakeem Butler.
I just think that Jackson has really stood out, and I'm excited to see what he's able to do with the pads on when he has to be the inline blocker.
Well, that's an issue.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Zach Ertz wasn't much in that scenario either.
Well, I don't think he's going to be worse than Zach as an inline blocker.
It'd be hard to achieve that.
So yeah. I do believe that he has a lot of skills, and, of course, he's a quarterback, so – he's going to understand all the concepts because it's a concept style of offense. He'll understand all of that, understand where he needs to be, what to do as with a quarterback background. But can he handle it as an inline blocker? And when I see that, I know he's a legit NFL tight end.
He can run. I don't know how fast.
He runs really well.
It looks like – I mean, he's 6'7".
Yes.
He's 6'7", 250 pounds. He's out there – just galloping through the defense. Anyone who's watched practice has to be impressed by this guy. I think they need to find a way to work him into this thing.
So do I. And if you watch, he's in with Joe Flacco a lot, and Joe Flacco looks for him. Joe Flacco gets the ball to him a lot. He's making Joe look really good.
Yeah.
Mike, Nick Sirianni, and again, Mike Quick with us here on WIP. Sirianni had a press conference this morning. I believe there was only one question asked to the head coach about the defense. Is the defense flying under the radar here? I mean, you know, a lot of reporters that have seen every practice are saying, and Sirianni even kind of backed this up today, defense is playing well. It feels to me like our talent in the last 20 years has gone heavy on an offensive focus. But, you know, you go back to, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, I don't know, 50 years ago. But for a long time, we were a defensive talent. How good is this defense?
So this defense can be really good because I think they are doing a – a smart thing in looking at the talent that they have and trying to make sure that they maximize the talent. They're not going to put guys, I'll go specifically, they're not going to put cornerbacks into positions where they've got to defend some of the best wide receivers in the world one-on-one when you know that that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's a different day, different age in the National Football League, and that doesn't work. If you look at the teams that have been successful over the past couple of years, this defense will play a style similar to those teams, to the Rams, to the Indianapolis Colts, where these guys are from. I really like Jonathan Gannon, the defensive coordinator, and his approach to the game. He's a smart guy, and he understands where the game is today.
All right, Mike. Coverage-wise, what is our emphasis? If you had to say the Eagles run this coverage, what are we now?
I think we're going to see a lot of two deep zones. I think we're going to see quarter coverages and try and keep everything in front and attack with those guys up front. Uh-huh. That front six, that front seven, and just have those guys attack, but be very cautious.
When you say attack, you mean they're going to devise schemes to send extra players?
Yes, inside those.
So like the opposite of Jim Schwartz.
The opposite. So inside of having that zone behind you to make sure that the ball doesn't get deep, inside of that you're going to see a lot of stunts and blitzes and multiple fronts.
Yeah.
You know, this team lined up in the same fronts. They were so predictable all the time.
Yeah.
I think we'll see a lot more multiple fronts this year.
All right, Mike, well, final thing here, and again, Mike Quick with us. Your buddy, one of the great Eagles of all time, Harold Carmichael, going into the Hall of Fame, Canton, this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week.
Mike, just as a great friend of Harold and a fellow Eagles Hall of Famer, to see Harold go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, what's your reaction?
So I think, no, I don't think. This is my real. Other than it happening to me, happening to Harold is the next best thing in my mind.
That's awesome.
Because he was such a great mentor for me. He's been such a great friend. And he was such a great football player, but even a better man. I really have appreciated him, enjoyed him as a friend. And for me, a young kid coming out of NC State and walking into a locker room where I had a guy like Harold Carmichael and some of the guys in that locker room, it just made a world of difference for me because I knew nothing. But to watch him all the time, it really helped me to start my career and to really get a solid foundation on what I was to be as an NFL player because I had Harold Carmichael beside me.
Wow. Was he the same back then? I mean, when he was playing, when he was an NFL star, was he as self-effacing as he is now? Coming in as a player, watching Harold Carmichael, a guy that I grew up, you know, loving, watching him get down on his knees and snap the ball for a 7-on-7 drill. This guy is such a quality human being now. I just wonder, was it different when he was a player?
He was always that way. He was never taken away by himself. He was never so enthralled with himself that it got in the way of him, the humanity that he brings to everything that he does.
He's unbelievable.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Mike, enjoy the weekend with Harold and the crew. And
it's going to be a blast. You know what's funny? Harold's going to be there, and all of the people coming from Philadelphia, and we're going to have a great time celebrating Harold, and that's really what it's all about. I have another teammate who's going in. I played college ball with Bill Cowher.
Wow.
And so all of my NC State
buddies.
Hold
on a second.
All of my NC State buddies are coming. And so now we're having all these different.
It's on.
So I'm going to be running around from one set to the other with my Eagles family and then my NC State family because my boy
awesome.
Bill Cowher is going in.
So
it's going to be a good weekend.
All right, there's a natural follow-up question here. Was Cowher as crazy back in the day as everyone says? I mean, I've heard that Cowher was unbelievably fun and unbelievably crazy.
Those of us who knew him from our college days, we are still amazed that he became an NFL head coach.
Mike, great stuff. Enjoy the weekend,
guys.
Man. All right, there he is, Mike Quick. Of course, here him all season long, along with Merrill in the booth for the Eagles game. 17 regular season games and the first preseason game coming up in just 9 days. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Let's go back
to the phone lines right now. Let's talk to Keith in Northeast Philadelphia. Keith, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Keith.
Hey, guys. I just want a quick shout-out, Seltzer. Don't let these guys troll you on your bachelor party, buddy. I got a bachelor party next week. We're going paintballing and probably do some golf up the mountains.
Love it.
There you go.
Yeah, don't let these guys hang on you, James. And I got a quick one.
Not a walking tour of Pittsburgh, though, I noticed. You didn't say a walking tour of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, really hung up on this. You just you wouldn't have lasted the walk.
Well, I mean, if you had said,
the way he eats, he don't.
Yeah,
don't
you would have gotten too tired. You would have been complaining the whole time. Would have been horrible having you there.
Oh yeah, he would have made it one block and went back to his room.
Likely, you're right.
Yeah, but now a quick one for John Ritchie. What's a bigger pet peeve for you? When contestants pass the question on Beat the Hammer, or that Jordan Mailata is not starting at left tackle?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, it's not a peeve when people pass. I want them to win, and I know it's hard for them to get back to that. I tell you, I think today's the day it all changes at left tackle for this Eagles team. They're putting the pads on. I was checking out the press conferences. They actually had Andre Dillard and Jordan Mailata both speak to the press yesterday. Uh-huh. And, man, they could not be more different in their demeanor. Jordan Mailata knows he's the better player. He is confident.
Yeah. Yeah, he
was ready to roll. He is going to have a great day today. Today is the day that he begins to win this spot because he certainly deserves it. He's a better left tackle, and he's going to start blasting people because they have pads on. I'm excited to watch
him. Yeah, he earned it from the way he played last year, man. He's with different positions. Like, who's impressing you guys the most down there?
Well, Quez Watkins has looked good to me. Jordan Mailata, I have not had a chance to see him today, but he has been clearly the better left tackle throughout camp. Defensively, you know, Davion Taylor has had a lot of runs.
He's getting a lot of rave reviews.
He's getting a lot of reps.
Yeah, yes.
And just watching him previously on film, like his college tape, he showed a lot of explosion, but he was just a guy who didn't know where to go, where to be, how to play. And I think that this staff is great for a guy like that. They're teaching him the fundamentals. They're teaching him where to be and how to play right. And he's going to have a chance to really surprise some people.
All right, Keith, give me a fictional politician. Who do you have?
I got to go. I'm pulling out the wire for this one. Mayor Carchetti.
Mayor Carchetti. Yeah, talk about a weasel. 215-592-9494. All right, up ahead, not a weasel. Nick Foles on the record yesterday. A very expansive answer. He was asked a question about the possibility of joining Indianapolis with the injury to Carson Wentz, which, by the way, is absurdly ironic. And he gave a long answer, covered a lot of topics, gives you a window into the thought process of Nick Foles these days at this stage of his career. What Foles had to say, you'll hear it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, we're from Training Camp on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.